All right. 3:58 here on the Hardline. And it is time for us to talk about something that amuses us at the very least. Now, yesterday, as great as this tournament has been, it kind of feels like yesterday was the big giant letdown day, kind of the turd in the punch bowl.
You know, not the greatest drama. LSU and Michigan was,
yeah, that was a good game.
Sort of compelling, but yeah, for the most part.
There were no upsets, right?
Well, Kansas getting drilled by 30 probably wasn't great.
That was great.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
It probably was great.
That was an upset.
And then Iowa got run by Oregon, so that was a two seed.
But maybe I'm saying the games just, they weren't close. Even the ones that the upsets were just ass beatings.
I would agree with that for sure.
And, of course, the game that we were most interested in was Little Abilene Christian playing mighty, mighty UCLA. The 11-time national champion UCLA. Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder, because I try to tell my kids stuff like this, like, yeah, you know, they've won 11 national titles. And then they're like, when?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, like 8 in a row or something weird.
Right.
Like, they won every one of them, it seemed like, in the 70s. Oh, I mean, does that even count? The 70s.
Yeah.
So if you haven't won, like, in the last 2 years, it really doesn't matter, you know?
Kids don't have long memories.
No, they do not. But anyway, UCLA, when I see UCLA play basketball, I still think in my head they are one of the Dukes, Kentuckys, all of that, even though they're probably not.
Yeah, I think that's very fair.
Their blue blood status has kind of left them. Duke, Kentucky, all those teams have had... They've been really good over the last 30 years.
I would say UCLA is the Notre Dame of their office.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. They did have one national championship, didn't they?
Yeah, like the O'Bannons.
Yeah, right? And the little guy, what was the little guy's name?
Tyus Edney.
Did he win with that? Was that him?
I'm going to say yes, but I don't totally know.
When he went the length of the court in like 3.2 seconds, remember that?
I think so.
That may have been that year, okay.
I think Tyus Edney.
Yeah, 95.
Did that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That was 25 years ago.
Well, I mean, Notre Dame won one in 88.
Sure.
So it's about the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Abilene Christian, look, it's local, it's Texas, and it's our dear, dear friend Grant Boone, who, if I had to rank our, you know, like our regular guests that we have, I love them for obvious reasons, but just the random guest here or there, Grant Boone's at the very top of the list.
Good dude.
Right?
Yep.
Like, he's a blast on the air. He freaking loves the radio station. He listens all the time.
Yeah.
He's on top of things left and right. He knows drops better than we do, probably.
He listens a little too much.
You could say that.
Yeah.
That's, you know. That's...
We want everyone to listen as much as they can, but there's a few of you that have gone overboard.
And we appreciate it.
And we appreciate it, but we should also... You know that there's a line, and Grant Boone has gone over that line. That's great.
Okay, so when they beat Texas 53-52 on Saturday night. Long weekend.
You almost got it, yeah.
No.
Saturday night.
Here is the end of the game. ACU's on the line. They just made one free throw. They got to make another, and then they got to squeeze Texas for like a second and a half or whatever. And here is the Grant Boone call.
Does David have one more stone in the sling?
There it is.
Good! 1.2 seconds to go. The Cats lead by one. Cunningham will inbound it.
Shot the world.
Cunningham, with his team down one, goes down court. It's intercepted. Down goes Texas. Goliath has fallen. And ACU had the stones.
Oh, it's a David and Goliath. Fun.
It's Abilene Christian.
It's
you know,
great.
Right?
It's great. It's perfect.
Yes, it's awesome.
On brand and everything.
I do, for whatever reason, because he is keyed up, right? I mean, this is it. This is like the greatest moment in their basketball history.
Right.
And he is so fired up. And then you got Ron Holmes next to him who just goes, shock the world.
Any other tournament that's ever been played.
That's not it.
Does David have one more stone in the sling?
There it is.
There it is.
1.2 seconds to go. The Cats lead by one. Cunningham will inbound it.
Shock the world.
Shock the world.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Yeah, I guess we do. I don't know. Okay, so he recorded some of the ticket drops that he had during that game as well. And, Mino, I'm sure you'll recognize all of these.
And carry this over because I want to talk about it, specifically the X's and O's of the game tonight. Our pregame show will continue. It's ACU and good evening.
So
carry this over because I want to talk about it.
So he was, I don't know what he was recording, but they were doing an interview, I think.
Yes.
And you couldn't hear the very beginning of it, but that's him just saying.
And carry this over because I want to talk about it, specifically the X's and O's of the game tonight.
What is he doing?
He's doing bits, as he said.
Get your head in the game.
The biggest game in the history of Abilene Christian basketball, and Grant Boone is doing bits. Okay.
Good evening, everyone. Alongside Ron Holmes, I'm Grant Boone. Welcome to Wildcat Hoops. If I speak in tongues of men or angels, I could scarcely do justice what the ACU men's basketball team has accomplished over the last decade under head coach Joe Golding, from the bottom of Division II to the very pinnacle of NCAA athletics, the Wildcat.
Bottom.
George, okay.
Four.
So funny. Bottom. And he did say that he was going to work in speaking tongues, too.
Did he?
Yeah, to us on the air, so he worked that in.
Which you really should.
Of course. Here's one more.
This vibe here in Indianapolis, it's unlike any other tournament that's ever been played in the sense that everybody comes to one city. They say that everything in life is somewhere else and you get there in a car. Well, you don't even need a car.
What in the heck?
Everything in life is somewhere else and you get there in a car.
This vibe here in Indianapolis, it's unlike any other tournament that's ever been played in the sense that everybody comes to one city. They say that everything in life is somewhere else and you get there in a car. Well, you don't even need a car.
It's so stupid.
Brilliant.
So stupid.
It's incredible.
So there you go.
That's beautiful.
The great Grant Boone, who we had on Friday, and he said he would come through with some drops. We played him a couple. He picked a few of them, mm-hmm. and lo and behold, he absolutely did. Now,
what a stud.
He didn't use
"You Are My Whore."
No, he
didn't get to that one.
No, he didn't tell Ron Holmes that "You Are My Whore."
Maybe if they'd have won. Throw that at Shaka Smart as they're walking off the court.
I don't know what you're saying to me right now.
Jeez.
I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is. Tough day yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
But you won. It's like North Texas. You got yourself a game.
That's the one thing about these big upsets, and I know the McDowell plan to make this better is to give those upset winners like a week before they have to play again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the NCAA tournament, you get about 36, maybe if you're lucky, 48 hours to feel like king of the world. And then you got to prove it again, which is next to impossible. It's happened.
Yeah.
But not bloody likely that if you pull a massive upset that you can do it again. Because the second team is well aware of what you just did to another team. So you're not going to sneak up on the second team. And
I mean, like North Texas, they played Friday night and then Sunday afternoon. They didn't even make it through the weekend.
Right.
Like, they didn't have any time to enjoy it.
Yes. Dan thinks you should get to go back to your city and feel good about yourself for a couple days and then go play another game. But then the tournament is seven weeks long.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a good idea, though. At least get to come home and people are
maybe
buying you
a parade.
People are buying you drinks,
sell
sandwiches,
some t-shirts.
Yeah,
this is our year.
And then you come back and get beat by Villanova by 40.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, yeah. So,
all right, there you go.
Good times indeed. All right, a ranch report is in our near future. David Moore on the latest with the Cowboys, and we got a bunch of little things to discuss.